Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Tony Green, the Psychic Medium, about to bring you what I like to loosely refer to as 60 minutes of entertainment. First and foremost, please do not get scammed. I will never, ever reach out to you, ever, 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 never, ever. So please don't get scammed. Next, I will be doing a live event November 7th in Des Plaines, Illinois, near Chicago. I think it's near Chicago. And I will be giving live mini readings there. So if you're in the area, please do stop in. If you'd like to chauffeur me, please let me know, driving through Chicago freeways. They're kind of crazy. Everybody's just flying down those freeways in Chicago like there are no police around. Okay. Next. What else? Okay, I will be answering questions tonight. I will be taking callers. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. You can ask a question about life, love, career, finances, or connect with loved ones on the other side. If you want to connect with a loved one, I just need their first name and their relationship to you. Yeah, I'm probably going to be a little kicked back and slow this evening. That's okay. It's all good. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Then the next thing is, if you are watching live on YouTube, you can post your question in the YouTube chat, and I will be happy to answer your question in the YouTube chat. I will get to as many people as I can during the 60 minutes that we are live. Remember, I do go live every Monday at noon Central and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central. And I actually do some pop-up shows every once in a while. And I also do programs, healing programs. So if you'd like to know when I have healing programs coming out or where my live events are going to be, you can go to my website, TONIG.info, and sign up for my email list. Again, I don't reach out to anybody, but I do send out emails to my email list. That's something you'll know it's from the list. If you'd like a private session, that is also where you would go for a private session. All righty. I typically start out with songs and or names. But tonight, we're going to do confirmations. So if you see and or hear this, it's a confirmation that your loved one is with you. These could be names of songs, names, or any other kind of confirmation. The first thing I'm seeing is the heart tattoos. Heart tattoos is a confirmation your loved one is with you. And also, if you received a heart tattoo after your loved one passed or in honor of your loved one, they're letting me know, they see it, and they appreciate it, like an in memory of type of tattoo. The next thing is, again, butterflies. And even if it's a butterfly tattoo picture, no matter what it is, if it's butterfly, yes, confirmation, they're with you. For somebody with us right now, dandelions are a confirmation, whether it's like dandelion tea, dandelions in yards or parks, the yellow dandelion, not the white wishy, but the yellow dandelion is definitely a symbol that your loved one is with you. And you'll know if the confirmation is for you. And then I'm hearing boo-boo kitty. That one got me. Sorry. I'm trying to stay so connected right now, which is why I'm not even looking at the camera. I'm just trying to stay so connected. I'm hearing boo-boo kitty. And then the next thing. Together, girl. The next thing that I'm hearing, or the next confirmation that I am getting, is the Eiffel Tower, Paris, France, Eiffel Tower, Paris, France. And again, these can be pictures. The Eiffel Tower or Paris, France could be someplace that you went together. It doesn't have to be where you're going, just a memory of it. And then the song White Wedding by Billy Idol. I think that's Bill. Yeah. White Wedding by Billy Idol. I don't know why I'm second guessing them. They know music so much better than I do. And then the next confirmation I'm receiving is Billy Bob Thornton. Just like that. Billy Bob Thornton. And the next confirmation that I'm receiving is Lost Potatoes. And I'm not sure I'm saying that correctly. I'm not sure I can say that correctly. But if it's for you, you're going to know. The next thing I'm getting is silver. And then the next thing is Pennies from Heaven. And there is a song, I think there's a song Pennies from Heaven, or a statement Pennies from Heaven. So any and or all of that. And then the next thing is whomever keeps seeing dimes on the ground, that's a confirmation that's from your loved ones. If you're seeing dimes on the ground and your loved one is saying, and also that you're a dime. I like that. I like that. The next confirmation that I'm getting is the song from Grease, You're the One That I Want to Give All My Love to. That song. And then the next confirmation, I'm just going to do a couple of more confirmations. Hearing the Christmas bow, the Christmas bow. And whoever knows what that means, it's definitely for you. The next one is Elvis, that song, Are You Lonely Tonight? A little bit, but I'm good. I'll make it through. Okay. I need to quit. I need to just quit. I can't handle myself so much anymore. Sorry about that. For whomever that was for, Are You Lonely Tonight, the song by Elvis. All righty, right back to it. The next one is I Like My Coffee Black. I Like My Coffee Black. And there's a loved one here that at the end they really couldn't eat, so they were just having like, it looks like it's the texture of cream of wheat or the texture of maybe grits, because I'm hearing grits, but these are my confessions. I have never, ever in my life seen a grit. I've never, ever in my life seen grits or a grit or what they look like, cooked, uncooked. Never, ever have I seen a grit. That might be one of the only never, ever I can say. Life is for living. Don't judge. Life is for living. So it could have been back on topic. It could have been just something like that consistent. I don't know what the consistency of grips are, but that's what I'm hearing, like mushy, like something that could be swallowed very easily, didn't have to be chewed. But somebody toward the end, they really couldn't eat, and they were just having that. And then the next thing, I'm going to go into songs now, and then I'm going to start taking questions. The first song is, and these were coming to me this morning. I mean, I opened my eyes and boom, I got music with me or in me, whatever that is. There was music. Light to my eyes, and that is the only part of that song I am hearing and or know. So if it's for you, you're going to know. The next one is, and I do know the song. Everybody wants you. Somebody used to sing that song to me all the time, and I just like turn red like I am right now. Oh, everybody wants you. They used to sing that song to me all the time. Good times, folks. Good times. Next. Jesus. Okay, the next song is, there's a boy I know. He's the one I dream of. Look into. And I probably have the words wrong. It's okay. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Okay. Let's see what else. What other songs are coming through? We're going to go. Well, it's actually a nursery rhyme. Jack and Jill went up the hill. That nursery rhyme. And then the next thing that I am getting is, it's two things, and they sound similar, so I'm trying to, it's like two people are, one is cornucopia, and the other one is Copacabana. Okay, those two things. Okay, and then the third, and then there's a third one, as though that wasn't enough, Californication. Okay. I am going to go straight into callers and questions in the chat. Please have your question ready about life, love, career, finances, and or a connection to a loved one up above, their first name, and their relationship to you. Let's get this party started. Here we grow again. Okay, 631, what's your name and where are you calling?
Suzanne, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a job interview on Monday for a job in North Carolina, and they're going to tell the candidates on Friday. Do you see me getting it?
I'm not sure you're going to be chosen, Suzanne. No, I feel like there's going to be a complication with this. Can I almost feel like you're being protected, and that's why you're not getting this. Like, I don't know how else to say it, but don't. If you do not get this, it's because of either where you're going or who's where you're going, okay? So please know that. Now, are you wanting to relocate, Susan, or is this just...
No, I'm looking to relocate because my son's going to be there in Cary or Riley or something, so I'm trying to move.
What I'm going to say to you, I feel like if you are, let's see, let me do a timeline check for you, okay, Susan?
I can't wait too long because apartments go up in rent and then I won't be able to afford them. And I don't like Florida.
Okay, what I'm getting, there's a chance you're going to get something in November, but I don't feel, and which is like 2 weeks away. like seriously 2 weeks away. So I feel like whatever you're going to get is not there yet. One thing I'm going to recommend for you, love, the one thing I will recommend is if your son is already there, use his address when applying for positions. Sometimes places are more comfortable hiring people who are already in the area. So if you can use your son's address to apply, please do that. That will be a little bit helpful for you. And also, I just feel like this isn't the right position for you, love. Whatever it is, it's just not the right one for you. And I'm really getting deja vu on that. I really am getting deja vu. I'm going to go to the first online question. And hi, Tony. Hope all is going well. Find out if my husband and I will be relocating, if we are, any idea. Thanks for your guidance. And then I asked her where they live and if they're wanting to go out of, like, if it's a state-to-state relocation. She currently lives in North Carolina, and this is the response, the second one. I wonder if I would move out of the country or state for a job for my husband. Are you going to move out of the country? Yes, I hear yes immediately. I do feel like there is a relocation to another region, is the word I'm hearing, and you will be very, very happy there. You will be very, very happy there. That is what, remember, everything is choice. You have the choice to accept or reject that as you see fit. Folks, did I do 631? I feel like maybe I did 631. Let's find out. 631, what's your name and where are you calling from? I think I don't know. I'm going to go to 509. Let's get to where you're calling. Okay. So if you are on hold to ask a question, please listen for your area code because that will let you know that I'm connected, that you're the caller. So please know that. 518. We're going to
Hi,
see
ma'am.
People fast.
Hi there.
Just like that. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Val, and I'm in New York State. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you, love. How can I help you tonight?
I just want to know what you see around love and anything about a man named Jeffrey. What's going on with him?
Okay, the first thing I hear is complicated, which means, but I mean, it's just a word. It's one word. That means either he is complicated, the situation is complicated, or he finds situation complicated. Tell me about love and Jeffrey and her. He's not as gung-ho as, how do I say this? He's not as Okay, so in my mind, I'm asking like 20 different questions.
Right.
And one question is, you two are interested in each other for different reasons or in different ways. And this can happen sometimes, and it's okay. It's just better to know ahead of time than after we've invested a lot in it. I feel like if you're interested in something a little more long-term, serious, monogamous, he might be on the page of, let's just go with the flow. Okay, let me put you in a river and shove you down it, dude. Was that me? Did I just say that out loud?
Oh, that's all right.
About that phone. Petulant little boys out here that want to play with women. Oh, my goodness.
Should I hear from them anytime soon?
No, I feel like I actually instantly heard a note, and I feel like if I'm being honest with you, and I am, it would be in your best interest to let him keep going right down that river with the flow and find somebody who you don't have to question about. Do you know what I mean? Like, find somebody whose behaviors, actions, and words let you know exactly where you stand and where the relationship is going. I feel like that's the best thing you can do for yourself. Okay, love?
Well, actually, I'm not looking for anything serious.
Oh, well, then in that case, it's the other way around. You're the go with the flow person. You know, if you're not looking for anything serious, don't, I'm saying don't, but it's up to you. Just go to the, like I just hear next, and don't worry about stuff. No matter what, don't worry about somebody who's not coming back into the picture. Okay, love?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much, love, for calling in. I'm going to go to the next question. Drops of Jupiter, are my uncomfortable feelings correct in my yoga get-together? My girlfriend got really close to the man that has our meetings, and at times I feel invisible. Yeah, well, okay, I'm just going to go with the exact question you asked and not give any details about this. Your question is, are my uncomfortable feelings correct in my yoga get-together? Yes, they are. And I'm going to leave that there because I answered that question. And I hope that's very, very helpful for you. I'm going to go to 111. 111, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, this is Melissa.
Melissa?
Yes, hi. Thank you. What a nice introduction, ma'am, and beautiful pictures. I have a few if you don't mind. Tomorrow I have a case coming up. Do you see me winning that? I have a hearing, like.
A hearing. Okay, in court, correct?
Yes, tomorrow morning, 9 in the morning.
Okay, I feel like it's going to be a negotiation. There's no win, there's no lose, there's just a bit of a negotiation. Can I ask, please, what is this regarding? What is the case for?
This is a negligence property damage.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Property damage.
And are you the one that damaged the property?
No, they did it to me.
Okay, thank you. Then my answer is, it still stands. It's not a win or a lose. It's going to be a bit of a negotiation. I do want to say you are going to recover, maybe not as much as you would want to, unless you come with a really good folder of proof of value, okay? I feel like there will be a little bit of negotiation. You're not going to lose, but I feel like you might not get everything you want. Okay, love?
That's fair enough, but good news. Ms. Tony, am I allowed to say a quick yes or no? There's a friend named...
on the show, I do one question per person because there are a lot of people waiting on the phone and in the chat. So make sure whichever question you ask me, whether it's in the chat or on the phone, whichever question you ask me, make sure that's the most important question. Because after that one question, I'm going to have to move on to the next person just to keep it fair for everybody. Okie dokie. Thank you for understanding. I really, really appreciate that. Let's see. I'm going to go to Laura. Laura, thank you for joining the show. Any messages from my son, William? If not, do you see a relationship in my near future? Okay, let's go with the son, William. I'm assuming, Laura, and I'm going to scroll all the way down so that this can be a little bit interactive, Laura. Please let me know. Assuming your son is on the other side, William. I right away hear Billy, but that's okay. How long ago did he go? Because I'm hearing 1 year, 1 year, 1 year, and I want to know what that means. And second, how old was he? And I'll tell you why once you give me these. Yes, Billy. So they called him Billy. 2020. And his age when he went? 16. Okay. I need to let you know, and this is going to be a little bit of a tough message for me to give. I hear 1 year ago, and then I hear 18. So if he hadn't gone at 16, he would have gone at 18. And that's really hard. I don't know why I'm getting so emotional about this, but that's what I'm hearing. So there wasn't, I mean, it would have been 2 more years, which would have been valuable, but I'm just hearing there was no way around it. There was no way around it. So if that makes sense to you, it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else. It only has to make sense to you. I hear sudden, and I hear that this is like unexpected and sudden. So if those are accurate statements, please let me know. Or if that makes sense for something, please let me know. If sudden and unexpected makes sense, like maybe he didn't go suddenly, but something that happened was very sudden with this. The next thing, yes. She's saying yes, accurate. Okay. The next thing I'm hearing is, and I think the statement in the beginning, Billy Bob, is from him because I'm hearing it again. He is trying to lighten it with, like, jokes and trying to be the funny guy. He wants you to know there was no way around this. For a brief second, I know exactly what he's talking about. For a brief second, he could see the way everything would play out, and it had to be like this. Okay, I'm so sorry, love. He was hit by a car on the 4th of July. I also have the tattoo you mentioned. Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to take a breath and get my poop together here. Thank you for confirming all of that, Laura. So see you guys sometimes your loved ones are with me all day, like giving me music and letting you know, like even if you don't get through on the show, they're letting you know that they are, you know, I'm giving these confirmations and you know they're with you. And I'm so sorry for your loss. So he was hit by a car on the 4th of July. I'm going to tell you, had he survived that, he would have been gone by the time he was 18, but from 16 to 18, it would have been pure torture for him and everybody he feels. He had a flash, and this, I know this flash because I've had 3 near deaths, and this flash happened like that, like in people time, in in Earth time, it's not even a whole second. It's just like in an instantaneous, you can see like 100 different visions in one and understand what you would go through, but more importantly, what other people would go through. And he didn't have, even though it wasn't a choice to him, but to, so I want you to know, he made the right choice in his words. Okay. And then he's saying, something happened a year ago on the anniversary of his passing. And there was like a little bit, if I'm getting this correctly, Laura, please let me know. For either you or somebody that was very close to the situation, something happened a year ago, like near or on the anniversary of his passing. The other thing he wants you, twinkle, twinkle, little star, and that I think has to do with the year ago thing or when he was younger. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, that is coming too. So if you look up at the stars at night, that's him letting you know he knows. And also, if you look at a star like and say, is, you know, he's up there, he is. The other thing he wants you to know is that he's taking care of you in whatever way that looks for you and him and everything going on. He is taking care of you. The other thing he wants you to know is he keeps going into the song Live and Let, Live and Let, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, that song. So he wants you to live. He wants you to, and he doesn't say this lightly, okay? He really is not saying this lightly. Get back in pattern, get back into it. Like, I don't know if these are direct quotes, but like, get back into the gym, get back into this, get back into that, get back into it, get back into your life. Live. And of course, he wants to say, thank you. Don't be too angry. Don't think it was a sucker punch. Let the anger go. We're going to do a clearing for any and all anger. And feeling like he keeps saying the statement, why me, but not why him. He understands from where he is. He sees it all. He says, I know I agreed to this before I even in to earth. I know I agreed to this, but like maybe you or somebody in your family is saying, why did this happen to us? So I'm going to heal, clear, release, or the angels are going to come in, heal, clear, release, all of that for you, your family, and anybody else going through this. And if he could have one prayer for you, it would be that you could be happy and live the way you did. Before this happened, it took something, a sense of safety and security from you. But if he could have one wish, twinkle, twinkle, little star, wishing upon a star, again, those statements coming through. If he could have one wish, it would be that what was taken, be restored. So we're going to clear that to restore it and into you. And his word is faith. So we're going to do that for you. And yes, I believe that I am trying to live again. My world stopped for years. Thank you very much. You're so welcome. He's working on his end to put the pieces back together again. And he keeps using nursery rhymes like Humpty Dumpty. He says, I know there will still be cracks, but I want you to be the whole egg. Gotta love him. Okay, I hope that was really, really helpful for you, Laura. I hope that was what you needed for today. I'm going to go to the next caller, who is 610-610. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
610. Hi. Kim, what's your name, love?
Oh, hi, this is Jade.
And where are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
And how can I help you?
Yeah, I am still with a job hunting thing. And that job you had told me about, well, today I went to a second interview for the same job. It looks like there's going to be more interviews. I should be, I don't know if picking up as far as this job, they should tell me something, you know, because they're still interviewing this week, but they said I should be hearing back by Monday for the next steps. So what are you picking up for me, you know, as far as getting this job or when do you see me employed?
Okay, so the first thing I'm hearing is keep looking. Even if you have to work with a recruiter, keep looking. The second thing I am hearing for you is this is going really well. These interviews are going well. I'm not sure what's going to happen with this particular one, but by mid-November, you're going to know for sure, is she going to be employed? I feel like there's a possibility that you could be employed by mid-November, second to third week of November. I don't know that it's this, but I do feel like the second to third week of November, there's a really strong possibility you could be employed. I have to start using the word possibility because sometimes if I tell people you're going to get this position or that position, they go in like they already have it, and it kind of fluffs up the interviews. So what I'm going to say for you is you're doing excellent in the interview process. Stay strong and keep sending out. I feel like there's one more, at least one more thing coming in that has a really, it looks really good for you. Like it's like a ball of light coming at you, whatever that means for the job process. Okay, love?
Yeah. I mean, they're the only ones that have given me a fair shot at an interview. It's a good job also. Nobody else, either rejection or I don't hear back, you know, but I keep applying.
Stay very strong. They really like you so far. They really, really like you so far. I feel like it's going to go well. And by the second to third week, you're going to have good answers. But I say this to everybody all the time. Keep applying because you just want to keep yourself busy. And, well, you need to in today's market. So please keep applying, but this does, so far, this looks really good for you, okay, love?
Yeah. Do you think they'll contact me, like, Monday for a third interview, next Monday?
I know next week they're going to reach out to you. I don't want to say on Monday, but I do know they are going to reach out to you next week. I do feel like you'll have communication from them, and I feel like it will be positive communication. And I hope that was really, really, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to go to the next question. Here we go. Can you give me a message from my sister Susan, who was born on October 10th, 1962? Is she, Laura, is she on the other side? Please let me know if she's on the other side. Laura Fahe. Um, just the way you worded that, you know, the date of birth was a little odd. So I'm asking if she is on the other side or if she's still in her physical body. And I know people say to me all the time, you should be able to tell if they're here or there. To me, the energy is the same. Somebody who's still in their physical body and somebody who's not, because we're all energetic beings anyway, the energy is kind of the same for me personally. And remember, everybody's gifts work uniquely for them and to them in the way they work. Just because somebody else can do something in a way I don't, it doesn't mean anything. I'm not going to go down the line on that. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Oh, Laura, I feel like your sister, Susan, you know, the first thing that comes through, Laura, from your sister, Susan, is that song, Take Time with a something, Take Time with a Wounded Man or Hand or whatever. And then the next thing that she wants to say is, it's time to, it's time to get it together, but not meaning your life, meaning an aspect of it, an aspect of your life. Just, it's time to put it in perspective or put it back into place. And that would be her message for you, Laura. I'm going to go to the next caller, who is 309. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tara from Illinois.
Hi, Carol. How can I help you today?
Hi. Can you tell me anything that I should know regarding my physical and mental health?
Okay, I want to be so sarcastic right now. I really want to be sarcastic right now. And I'm a Gemini, so that's really normal for me. But I think I know what you're asking. If there's anything you're unaware of that you need to watch out for, right?
Yes, or anything I should take action on.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say, and I have to be very careful. I actually muted her because I'm going to say this for everybody listening. I have to be, anyone on any social media platform has to be very, very careful about anything medical and how we say it for all the reasons that we do. So the one thing that I would say to you is what I would have to say because of the platform, which is consult your doctor. And that's all I can say on the platform. And I actually have had in the past where I have been penalized and they've taken down the show because I said something medical on it. And I just would rather not go through that again. Elizabeth wants to know, hey, Tony, how are you tonight? Good, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. Just wondering if there's any messages from my husband, Marty. Oh, Elizabeth, let's see if we can connect with Marty. He's actually singing the Macarena. Hey, Macarena, which I don't know the words to. And then the next thing he wants to say to you is, pay attention to your mail. There's something coming in the mail. Pay attention to your mail. This could be email. This could be literal mail. This could be any and or all of the above. Pay attention to the mail. And it could just mean, like, you know, sometimes we get mail and we set it aside and then we start doing things and we forget about it and we miss a payment on something. But pay attention to the mail. Pay attention to the mail. Otherwise, you're going to miss something. And that, Elizabeth, and she loves you, and that's your message for today, love. Okay. Let's go to 917. 917, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much. This is Karen in New York. And I'd like to thank you. I've been enjoying your show. Any messages or guidance from either my mother or possibly my grandmother in spirit?
Okay, can I speak?
Particularly regarding my the recent news I just found out is potentially serious. Their names? My mother went by Needy, and my grandmother was Fran.
Okay, Francis. Thank you.
Thank you.
The first thing I hear is it's going to be okay. Don't worry. Everything's going to work out exactly the way it should. It might not work out the way you want it to, but it is going to work out the way it should. Make the choices according to what's comfortable for you and what you feel is best for you, not what everybody else is saying and what people might try to convince and or push you into. The next message that they would say is, it's kind of, one of them is saying, damned if you do, damned if you don't, and that should make sense to you for either just that something that they said or for the situation that's going on right now. There's no right or wrong way to, I don't know if it's respond or handle this. There's only the way that's best for you. So don't feel badly about your choices. Stay strong in your resolve or your resolute of what you want with this. Boy, they are no nonsense. They are just like boom, boom, boom. And don't be like persuaded, bullied, or pushed into something. Just know your options and do the one that feels the best to you. Does that make sense, love?
Yes, because I would like an all-natural way without going into it, and I'm afraid that that's not going to be an option, but that's what I would prefer.
Here's what I'm going to say to you, because without saying what I'm going to say, I'm just going to make an announcement of some things that I do almost every day. Okay, love?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
One of the things to do at the beginning of the year, every year for 30 days I take, and these are really important things, and we're not going to mention what's going on because, again, you know, platforms and such and the way they monitor us. I take apricot kernels for 30 days. Now, if I had something going on in my body, I would probably be taking about a minimum of 10 a day. The other thing I do is soursop juice. You can get 100% soursop juice, but you can also get soursop leaf tea. Now, anyone who knows, by just those two things, a lot of people have already put this together because if you know, you know. The next thing I would say is that if you get on the search engine and you look up, and I know this is going to sound so crazy, but bear with me. There was this really interesting story on the news of this guy named Tom something who had stage 4 something, and they sent him home and told him to get hospice because there was no longer anything they could do for him. But somehow or another, he ended up taking a dog dewormer, and everything healed. And that's what I have for you, love. I would start in certain situations, that's what I would look into. I hope this is helpful, sweetie.
No, the problem is I didn't hear the first one. I got soursop tea, but the one you said before that, I didn't catch what that was.
Okay. Every year at the beginning of the year, I take apricot kernels. So there's an apricot pit, and then there's the kernel.
Oh.
And every morning, inside the pit, there's a kernel. And you have to, you can get it from health food stores. And the other thing is, if you're not a big tea drinker, every morning I make a smoothie with cloves and a bunch of other things, and it has pure soursop juice in it. So every day, and soursop is, in other countries, it's a very normal thing. Everybody, you know, in other countries, they're eating it, they're using it all the time. It's just here that we're not as used to it as other countries. And there's a whole list of other things that you can look into that are natural that really help detox the body of all things different. Okay?
Got it. I've heard of apricot kernels, but I didn't hear that. So thank you for all of it. You are a blessing. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And you can replay the show and listen to it again and probably hear the answer more clearly. And thank you so much for calling in. I'm really grateful for your call. I'm super grateful for your call. I'm going to go here. My grandfather just passed away a couple months ago. So sorry for your loss. His name was Jesse. Does he have any message whatsoever for me? Yes. MacGyver. I'm just going to call you MacGyver because that's what I have. I'm going to scroll down in case you want to confirm anything that I'm getting. Okay, MacGyver, the first thing I'm getting is the song by Frank Sinatra, I Did It My Way. He was a bit stubborn, but he even though he could be a bit stubborn in certain situations and at certain times, he really did try his best to be stubborn all the time. He had kind of like he would like to laugh or joke with people. Like he had those one-off comments or little jokes a lot. 100% correct. Thank you for that. And he actually, he wants to give you, I said it, when these are around, it means he's around. Ladybugs, and yes, it will bring you luck. That means he's around. Also, he's laughing so hard when he says mosquitoes. He's just cracking up. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, no, seriously now. That's what he's saying. No, seriously now. So the next thing that he's saying is the other thing is daisies, like he's pushing up daisies. Anytime you see daisies, he's around ladybugs. And then for pine cones, and the other confirmation that he is giving you. If there's air, he's there. And thank you. He's saying thank you. Thank you for taking your question and using it for him. Thank you. That's him. You. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Where am I? 55. I think I have time for one more. 856. 856, what's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Rose Maria from New Jersey.
Go ahead, Maria.
Whatever can pick up a message from my mom about the situation with my brother or love relationship. Either one. Whatever comes to you.
I'm sorry. I need to ask. Did you say something with your mom? I didn't get the word clearly. I'm sorry, love.
A situation I'm in with my brother.
Okay. The first thing I hear is that that's on Let Go. What I'm hearing, honestly, this is coming from, like, a woman on the other side, a grandmother or a great-grandmother, and she let this go, a no-win situation, cut the cord and move on. You can't make everybody happy. Sometimes you can't make anybody happy. You just have to let it go and move on with your life. Find a way for you to be happy. And don't worry about what other people say and or think, because sometimes their thoughts, quite honestly, just stink, and it doesn't matter. You don't have to go along to get along. And that is the message I have for you, love. I hope that's helpful.
Yes.
Okay. Hang on. I'm going to mute you, but hang on, because I just have a couple seconds left, and I just want to say this to everybody listening. So many of us are taught that just because we're related to people or they're considered family or just because we let somebody into our life, we have to keep them in our life. I'm just going to say no. If people don't know how to treat you, if people use you, if they're disrespectful, if they call you things behind your back, or you find out they just talked negatively about you behind your back, if they're doing things that they know would in some way hurt you or harm you, even if it doesn't make sense to them, but they know it would bother you, you don't have to keep those people in your life. There are millions of people in this earth. Let go of people that are not good to you or good for you. Being blood is no excuse to keep somebody in your life. Somebody who is good to you, somebody who is good for you, that's what's good. And especially if you've already given them a chance and then another chance, you need to be at peace with yourself. And I could go on for hours, but unfortunately the show is only an hour long and I'm at about the 60-second mark. So thank you, everybody, so much. If I did not get to you today, I'm going to try to do a show this weekend. If I don't, I will be back on Monday at noon answering your questions and connecting you to loved ones on the other side. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining in today. Have an absolutely amazing rest of the night.